Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's Grupo Herdez second quarter 2015 results conference call. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please refer to the detailed note in the company's press release regarding forward-looking statements. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Gerardo Canavati, the company's Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Andrea Azamarutia, Head of Financial Planning, and Grecia Dominguez, Investor Relations Manager. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jason. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We are pleased to report a solid quarter for the group. As expected, we experienced solid organic performance and at the time incorporated a strong quarter of Helados Nestlé. Andrea will provide an overview of our performance in the period, and then I will share a few more operational details with you. As usual, we will be happy to take any questions you may have at the end. Andrea.
Thanks, Gerardo. This was our fourth consecutive quarter of top-line growth and expanding margins. On the one hand, we continue to experience an underlying trend of sequential recovery across much of our portfolio. And on the other hand, our hedging strategy helped minimize the impact of a stronger dollar. Let's take a look at performance by segment, starting with Mexico Core, where sales rose 7.7% over last year. About half of that growth is attributable to volume gains, reflecting a steady improvement in the domestic consumption environment, both year over year and on a sequential basis, as well as the tactical pricing we put through in April of this year to partially offset the impact of a stronger dollar. In terms of portfolio highlights, canned vegetables, jams, mole, pasta, salsas, teas, and tomato puree, which combined represent about one-third of the sale, registered double-digit growth rates. On the export front, sales rose 11.3% on a peso basis, but inventory adjustments at Megamex and raw material constraints hindered growth in dollar terms. In the frozen division, we obviously benefited from the incorporation of Nestlé, and even more so this quarter, given it's traditionally the strongest in the year. But I should highlight that the year-on-year decline in Nutrisa is marginal at this point, and we expect to close the gap towards the end of the year. The main factor affecting comparable figures is that the mix of formats for our stores has changed in the past 12 months. We have closed larger formats versus opening smaller ones, which have fewer transactions per store, but with higher returns. In terms of the consolidated gross margin, all business segments showed improvements. While lower raw material prices and our hedging strategy contributed importantly, we can specifically highlight the improvement in the frozen division, where the benefits of the Nutrisa restructuring process led to a more profitable sales mix. In addition, keep in mind that the second quarter is the high season for Nestlé, which helped absorb fixed costs. Of course, SG&A structure at Nestlé is also higher than the average of the group, and combined with expenses related to the new store openings at Nutrisa in the past year, SG&A increased as a percentage of sales. Nonetheless, consolidated EBIT rose 34.6% over last year, with a 1.8 percentage point expansion in the margin, while EBITDA rose almost 36% with a margin expansion of more than 2 percentage points. In terms of the unconsolidated income, while we saw an 8.3% improvement on this line, underlying performance in dollars at Megamex was down, so it is the effect of the strengthening dollar that offsets this performance. Lastly, at the bottom line, consolidated net income rose 22.5% in the quarter to 405 million pesos with a 30 basis point expansion in the margin. As for our financial position, the company's cash at quarter end was nearly 1.4 billion pesos, which is lower on a sequential basis due to the dividend payment made in May and capital expenditures of $224 million. Our net debt to EBITDA leverage ratio remains healthy and flexible at 1.7 times. With that, I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Andrea. I only want to touch on a few additional factors this morning. First, while the consumption environment in Mexico continues to improve on a sequential basis, we are keeping a close eye on the U.S. dollar and the impacts on all the fronts of the consumption. We have already locked down a big piece of our cost for this year with our hedging program, but 2016 is looking increasingly challenging. If the peso remains at this level, we will evaluate further pricing actions in the fall of this year, particularly in categories with dollar-denominated inputs. The second topic I want to cover is the Nestle business. We're very excited about what we are seeing and finding a lot of opportunities everywhere. This quarter was even better than expected. We assumed seasonality would be beneficial, but we are already seeing additional upside with the introduction of freezers and innovation. And that is before we have even begun addressing the opportunity of market segmentation. We are confident that we will be able to drive substantial growth with good margins starting in 2016. Since this year, we will allocate a significant amount of resources to the integration. In the fourth quarter, we will start integrating the order-to-cash process. We will not see better margins in the remaining of the year because of these integration issues. The third and final point I want to make is on Megamex. Top line growth has been weak due to shortages at the frozen division. Fortunately, our other brands have been experiencing strong growth. In the recent weeks, we have experienced improvements in supply chain that will help us deliver our pre-tax income targets, meaning it will be slightly above last year's in dollar terms. Having said that, we are maintaining our guidance for 2015, that is, Mexico core net sales growth of high single digits, almost all of the growth in frozen division coming from Helados Nestlé, EBITDA margin between 16.8 and 17.3, and consolidated net income margin in the 10 to 11 range as a percentage of sales. Due to the peso volatility, we see limited risk to this forecast, which will be updated accordingly. That concludes my prepared remarks this morning, so we are now ready to take your questions. Jason?
Thank you. At this time, if you do wish to queue up for a question, you may do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 to signal for a question. And we'll take our first question from Geronimo Contreras at GBM.
Hello. Congratulations on the results, and thank you for taking my question. By referring to Mexico's core division, we have seen outstanding levels of profitability for the last three quarters. Could we assume that profitability levels on a normalized basis be higher than 17% due to structural changes in the industry, or are these results temporary due to benefits from the higher prices that you've been implementing and from the lower raw material prices? Thank you.
Good morning, Geronimo. We have experienced high margins, and we have stated that these are due to seasonality in terms of commodity and exchange rates. We are projecting a range between 17 and 18% for Mexico core. So depending on what will happen with the exchange rate, we will update that. But we see maintaining that level of margin going forward in terms of EBITDA margin.
Great. Thank you very much.
And we'll take our next question from Mauricio Martinez at GBM.
Good morning, Gerardo and Andrea. Thank you for taking my question. I was wondering if you can share with us your CapEx for the rest of the year, and if you can give us also for 2016.
Good morning, Mauricio. We think that the guidance will stay, that if you remember will be around 1 billion pesos. So we don't see any changes there. In terms of next year, it will definitely come down a little bit because, as you remember, the main part of the CAPEX for this year is for the new tuna vessel, so we will not have that. And we will not have expansion of the distribution as in this year. So it will probably come down to the 500 to 600 million peso range.
Thank you, Andrea. And do you think if there is any chance that you can break this CAPEX down by business?
For this year, the majority of the CAPEX is in Herdez del Fuerte.
Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Perfect.
Once again, that is star one to signal for a question. We'll go next to Luis Miranda at Santander.
Yes. Hi, good morning, Gerardo Andrea, Grecia. Gerardo, you mentioned, as well as Andrea, about the risk related to the FX. I don't know if you could just elaborate a little bit into the raw materials, what your outlook for the second half, and if you're seeing any risk or benefit in the short term there. Thank you.
Good morning, Luis. Definitely, we are seeing a benefit in terms of the traded raw materials in dollar terms. The big issue is that the relief that we have seen is not enough to offset the 10% drop in exchange rate. So if you look at this year, we are seeing that the dollar is 10%, and in the last 12 months is 25% up. So that's not enough to compensate in raw materials. We are experienced in soft commodities, very low prices. We are seeing prices that are in the five-year lows, and we don't expect any big pressure in soft commodities as all the sectors of commodities are coming down. But in the end, these are very low prices from a historical basis.
Perfect. Thank you. And Carol, just in the case of Lucrecia, in terms of expansion, for the year, what do you think is going to be what do you forecast to be the number of stores at the end of the year?
Well, we guided that we're going to open about 60 stores. So we will maintain that guidance so far.
Okay, and that's net openings, yes? Or
net of openings, correct.
Okay.
Net open.
Yeah. Thank you, Gerardo.
Net of
yes. Okay, let's give you a perfect case.
And once again, that is star one to signal for a question. We'll pause one final time to allow everyone the opportunity to signal. And we'll go next to Daniel Sanchez with BTG Pactual.
Hi, Gerardo, Andrea. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations on the results. My question comes on your current hedging strategy. I would like to know, at what price is it, and in which date will these hedges expire? Will we see the full impact on the third quarter or until the fourth quarter? Thanks.
Good morning, Daniel. We usually don't give specifics on the levels of our hedging, but what we can say is that they will expire on third quarter, so fourth quarter we'll have a piece of open prices that are incorporated to our forecast of the full year.
Okay, so in the third quarter, we will still not see the impact. It will be similar as in the first and in the second quarter.
Oh, yes, you'll see an impact, but you will see an impact, but this is a rolling program. So you will see an impact, but it's not going to be a significant impact considering current prices.
Okay, very well. Thanks.
And we'll now take a follow-up from Luis Miranda at Santander.
Thank you. Just a follow-up on Megamix. You were mentioning the supply problems you were having on the division, and you expect recovery in growth. I was wondering if you could give us just a little bit more of color, what was the problem, and if this recovery that you expect for the second half should be the trend that the normalized trend going forward into 2016. Thanks.
Sure. I would say, Luis, that what happened in the last months at Megamix is that we may have overdosed on our own innovation. So we overextended our capabilities in order to launch a significant number of products that we're backing down from those. So what you can expect in terms of sales performance is Avocado, the Herdez brand, and the Holy brand are still going to outperform, and we will be very flat in our other businesses, and we are making significant changes in the structure of our frozen business in order to have to prefer profitability than growth. So we may be flattening out our top line growth, but we're going to focus on profitability. So I hope that answers your question.
No, that helps a lot. Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Geronimo Contreras at GBM.
Hello, just a follow-up question. We saw Nutrisa's organic revenues falling by low single digit. We expect organic revenues to recover throughout the year, right? I mean, you will have an easy comps for the second half, right?
We will have an easy comps for the second half. I think, Geronimo, that the instead of easy comps is more comparable. Our sales are more comparable starting this quarter because the portfolio are extremely aligned, and we rationalize all the supplements that were not selling according to the brand. So from this quarter, from second quarter to the future, that includes the second half and next year, we will experience not easy comps, but more comparable
right.
in terms of products. And we are increasing the number of listings, and we are increasing our segmentation. So we should see, as Andrea was mentioning, an improvement in terms of transactions and an improvement in terms of same-store sales going forward.
Perfect. And could you give us a sense of the growth? I mean, should we expect mid-single or going to high single-digit growth in terms of organic sales?
In what period are you talking about?
For the second half.
Second half, as we mentioned earlier, all the growth of the frozen will come from Helados Nestle. So if you extrapolate that figure, Nutrisa will be practically flat.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
And at this time, we have no further questions, so I'd like to turn the call back over to your speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Again, for participating in the call this morning, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions in the interim. Have a good day.
This does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation.